I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to a new episode of All the Ladies' Favorite Muslim Lady. Well, this is Asma. Once more, I have the honor to be at your service in the coziest place for women. Well, and here with me, I have Sister Zainab. Assalamu alaikum, sister, and welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, really, for coming here. Well, it's always a pleasure to be here with you, a great honor to be with all these great ladies that are listening to us. Since in Muslim Lady, we talk about whatever that is the concern of women, and then we're in the month of Muharram, there are many insightful points and details that we get from the whole story that happened in the land of Karbala. We've been talking about the heroes, actually the heroine, the great ladies of Karbala, and how brave they were, how fearless they were, and how they had a major role in being the actual messengers of that event. But now, I want to actually point another detail that is so important, and it comes out as a lesson to all the women from Karbala. So with all the problems that happened to them, and it's not just small, simple problems, as the word might connotate. No, it's way beyond that. It was actually a great sadness that has been actually spread over all these women. But again, they stood so modest, and they still acted based upon the words of God to actually activate that culture of hijab. And this is very important, because there are many people coming with different accusations related to hijab and modesty, but we want to actually create this link and bring it into today's life and say how this hijab and modesty has been projected from the land of Karbala to us as the coming generations.
I think when we talk about the concept of hijab and modesty, we straight away go only to women. We don't think about men in this. But men in Islam have the first directive is for men when it comes to hijab and modesty. And when you talk about the Karbala, to protect the hijab and the modesty, to take care of that, to be the real protectors, men played a huge, huge role. Like Imam Hussein alayhi salam, choosing the accurate place for the camps of the ladies. The place was chosen very wisely from the battlefield. And also...
So that no man could see the women.
Right. So the way he chooses the place, it was not just an abrupt place chosen. Imam chooses that very wisely for the protection of women. And then also I had been reading that, I don't know how much true is that though, but I have been reading that Imam throughout the process had been trying to dig a trench around the camps, and also he tried to collect all the wood and wood pieces, anything that could burn, and he put them in the trench. The time of his martyrdom when it's close, and he tells the woman, like, if anyone tries to approach, set this on fire. So just to protect, like, so they do not reach you, and like you could flee. And also, like, Imam has been protective throughout the process. And also I was reading that when Imam Hussein alayhi salam felt very lifeless, and he felt on the ground from his horse, Shim tried to move towards the camps, and Imam Hussein al-Islam screams to him, and he says, I'm still alive.
Yeah.
Do not dare do not dare to go towards that. It shows the immense, immense amount of ghairat that we say, the sense of protection Imam has towards the women of the camp and also the children, and also says that you are Arabs and you have to be on your word, because Arabs in those days, it was a rule in the war that whenever they were in war, as long as any of the persons from the opponents was alive, they would not attack the women and children. So like Imam consistently reminds them that you're Arabs. He reminds them of the war rules. He reminds them
if you're not men, at least remember the rules of the tribe.
Right. But I would say woe to men today who say that, okay, my wife or my sister, they want to be free. My daughter, I'm just giving freedom. I would say woe to those men. Seeing the protection of Imam Hussein al-Islam falling from the horse and then still saying to Shimr, do not dare to step towards the camps.
Yeah.
I don't know, why do we not learn? It's not the hijab and modesty is not to be learned only for women, but also men, because men are
and they
the
have
ones
a major role in that as well.
Who are the protectors, the major protectors. It's not just men. It's not just women.
Yeah. I guess we still have a lot to talk about this, but before that, we have to go for a short break and then we'd come back. Back. Yes, dear ladies, you're listening to your own program. This is RIB English Radio. I'm Asma, and Sister Zainab is with me, and we're talking about the great ladies who've got a lot to their personality and not just being brave and the messengers of the great event of Karbala. So we were talking about protectiveness of men towards the women,
right,
that activates modesty.
Indeed, I would also like to add one more point here. Like when after the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, when the captives were told to, you know, step onto or mount on the camels, Lady Zainab salamu alayha cries there, because she remembers every time she wanted to mount on a camel, her brother would come and help.
Not just her brother and the sons of her brother, like Ali al-Akbar alayhi salam.
Exactly.
So that was a very desperate moment to her.
Right.
But still, she was firm.
Yeah, and it was not only in Karbala, mm-hmm. like also in Medina, like whenever she wanted to visit the grave of her grandfather.
All the men of her family would surround her. She goes with them so that nobody... They actually said that before what happened in Karbala, when men saw her there, they were so actually surprised, because this was the first time ever she was seen by any man.
Right. So the great tragedy, Imam Sajjad al-Islam, seeing all the tragedy, seeing the severed head of a six-month-old and a severed head of his brother, a severed head of his father and others, all the tragedy, Imam Sajjad al-Islam said, and when he's asked, and he says only Asham, Asham, and Asham, so which means that the
event of Sham were graver than others.
Yeah, it was much more grave because of that hijab thing and the protectiveness he had towards Lady Zainab salamu alayha.
And because it was all about the women,
right,
who were there, and all the, you know, the words, the insults and everything. So that was so difficult to be tolerated.
Even it's recorded that Imam of the time, he is in tears day and night, not for any other event that happened in the Karbala, but the same thing of hijab and Lady Zainab salamu alayha, only for the Sham thing again, as Imam Sajjad al-Islam rightly was. Main topic is of modesty and hijab of women that we learn from Karbala, but we learned that the basic role is played by men to be the protectors. It's not about allowing freedom, allowing this. You're actually being, you're losing the sense of protectiveness. You're losing your gheirat.
Exactly. Let's just focus on the point modesty, and which is the translation of haya, actually. I guess we need to explain more on that, but before that, we'll go for a break and then we come back to see more.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Thank you for staying with us, dear ladies. I hope wherever you are, you're just doing well and you're enjoying today's episode. Sister Zainab is with me, and this is IRIB English Radio. We're talking about the reflection of the things, of the lessons we get from the great ladies of back in the time. And we said that they never die. As long as their ideas and the concepts they've taught us are still alive and they're ongoing. This spirit of modesty that we were just talking about is something that has been passed down to us through the heritage that we have. I was saying that the word haya or modesty, or let's just put it this way, that it's a bit of restraint in the difficult situations is very important for women, and it's a great lesson from Sayyida Zainab salamullah alayha. Though she is suffering so much, but still, in her words and the way she speaks, she's watching over every single thing.
So now when I had this opportunity to learn Persian in a multicultural environment, there were so many Arab women. And whenever they would perform wuzu with us, I would see them in multi layers. They had chadors, they had abayas, then they had another layer.
Yeah.
It's not true because Arabs usually are in multi layers of hijabs.
Yeah, exactly.
So when we'd say that the hijabs were looted, it was the outer covering only, not the other coverings. We say that, okay, their hair was. No, that's a wrong concept. And
but still, it remains an insult.
We just have, that's a tragedy, unfortunately.
Exactly.
But then the major point, I would say, has been a very trigger for me as well, is the entry at the Damascus.
Yeah.
At that time, the severed heads are on the arrows, and also the people who are carrying the arrows are around, and there's a man who recognizes them at the entry place of Damascus and says to them that, and he recognizes them and he says, woe to you, what have you done to the family of the Prophet, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his purified family. And then he goes to Imam Sajjad alayhi and says, is there anything I can do for you? And then Imam says, yes, please do one thing for us. If you have something, pay these those who are carrying the arrows and tell them to go on the front so that the focus is on not on the ladies.
Yeah.
This breaks my heart every time I go through this part of the Maqtal. It really, really breaks my heart because I realize, I compare it to the today's world, how much we are competing, how many likes I got on my photograph, how many the photographs that I have taken with the filters, a lot of filters. And we are so much in this, and look at them. They are trying to pay so that
we pay for attraction while they were paying for distraction.
Distraction.
This is very important.
It's something like we described it in very less time, but it has huge, huge, huge lessons.
Yeah,
we need
and
to
I
learn
guess
from.
Still we can have some much more of time to ponder upon it and think, why is it such an important matter that even in that very horrible situation, still Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam is caring for that too much, to the point that he pays for distraction, not to have the eyes of the strangers on the ladies of his family. So still the event is so tragic, and it brings so much of sorrow with itself, but all of these things happen for us to take a lesson from it, to be an ongoing spirit of this modesty and of this much. You know, these are our heritage. We have to keep them. And we have paid too much for them. This was all for today. I hope you all ladies have enjoyed. Until another session. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
for something, something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges.